Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
You just said if you got to pick, you're picking Milwaukee tonight.
Yeah.
And Giannis, look, if you look at Giannis's resume, let's say they go ahead and win tonight, or even if they win it in seven, but they win the series. This dude's 26 years old, Ryan Hollins. This dude's got two MVPs. He will have had a championship. Let's say he has the finals MVP. He's got a defensive player of the year. Oh, and by the way, won his championship without a super team, stayed in the small market. I mean, you got to like that. Everybody's wondering, well, everybody's leaving to these big markets. Everybody's teaming up. He eschewed all of that and still will have had a ring. There are very few people, I don't know off the top of my head, who in NBA history has done this much at 26 years of age. Real talk, two MVPs, a defensive player of the year, and a finals championship.
Nah.
So what I would say, though, a lot of times that type of resume will make you the face of the league. But I don't think in Giannis's case, and not just him, in several players' cases, but I will say this, if they win this championship, Giannis still will not be the face of the league. He'll be one of them, but he won't be the face of the league. Are you rocking with me on that?
I am, but here's why. And I want to know if you have the same reasons, Chris. When I'm thinking of Giannis, that first MVP push that he had while the Warriors were still intact, he was doing things we had never seen from a hybrid position. So I don't want to say, like, we've seen Shaq dunk on people. But we hadn't seen somebody as nimble. We hadn't seen somebody work as hard. I mean, his improvement.
On the perimeter, all that.
Yeah, yep. Man. It was like LeBron got downhill. But, you know, LeBron picks and chooses his spots. But Giannis getting downhill was much different than LeBron. And, then, you know, he's taking one dribble from half court. I mean, it was different. Right. So the push and the narrative became that he was the league's best player, or he was pretty much next up the face of the league. That's what the push was. Now, once he got to the playoffs, we saw that Ryan Hollins wasn't crazy. Then the very next year, he got to the playoffs, and the same thing happened again. And it's not to say that Giannis isn't a bad player, but he was prematurely crowned, Chris, as the face of the league, and it disappointed many. Hence, when people always ask, well, you said Giannis was overrated. Yeah, because y'all said he was the face of the league. You guys
well, he was the MVP.
And he was.
I don't think, well, but who was saying but he was the face of the league?
He was.
LeBron was still the face
of
the league.
So what I was saying, though, is people were pushing him and felt like his trajectory was going to continue into the playoffs. And I know from playing my 10 years in the league and my stints, that the things I've seen is that we crown guys in the playoffs. And when I say that we crown guys in the playoffs, Chris, is because I know every move you have. I know how you think. I know what you like. I know what you don't like. I know what you have for breakfast the deeper in the playoffs that we get. So when you beat me, that's how superstars are crowned, because it's like, dog, we threw every coverage at you, hence LeBron, D. Wade, Durant, and you beat the coverages we threw. So now it's like, nah, dog, you are a megastar. And I never felt that way about Giannis at that point, but I felt prematurely he was crowned the face of the league, and that's where the disappointment came from, the expectations. And not just he didn't just go out, like, he went out bad, dude. Like, Kawhi shut him out bad, like, and it was like, Giannis. It's like, nah, fam. Nah.
Right.
Do you agree he was prematurely crowned?
Well, I don't know.
Or projected. Projected, better yet.
Projected.
Is that safe
to
say?
Nah, I don't think he was unfairly. Number one, he deserved the MVP awards. He won those fair and square. And you know this.
Yeah.
Being the MVP doesn't mean you're the best player in the league. Steve Nash was never the best player in the league. Dirk Nowitzki, as great as he was never the best player in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's several guys we could name to say weren't the best player in the league who won MVPs.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like I don't think he was crowned as face of the league. I think there was talk that maybe he'll get there. I give you that. But that's just talk. That's just potential. And the potential was there. But you're right in that the way he was unceremoniously dismissed from the playoffs, it totally threw a monkey wrench in that. But my reasoning for why he won't be the face of the league is because I think Giannis, like, look back at faces of the league. Dr. J, Michael Jordan, Kobe.
LeBron.
They did it because their games were so beautiful and graceful, right?
Yes.
High-flying, dunking on people. Just great moves in the air and on the ground, all that. Then you got the Magic with the personality, right? Shaq with the great personality. Larry Bird was the opposite. So he was juxtaposed.
You're throwing Shaq in as a face of the league.
I think Shaq was a face of the league, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
I do. And Duncan wasn't, even though he was right there with Shaq. But Shaq was the face of the league. And if you look at all those guys, they either had the incredibly graceful game or they had this incredible personality.
So, Chris, real quick, are we talking from a marketing and slash game aspect or the league understanding to promote these guys or just this was king of the hill?
I think all of that. Like, and you're right. It is a nuanced discussion. There's no official. He's the face of the league, right? So I'm with you on that. Like it's somewhat hard to define.
How about Curry?
But you generally know. I think Steph would be one of him and LeBron. LeBron's been the face of the league.
So Curry was one
for a decade.
Okay.
But Curry was right there with LeBron for, you know, a stretch. Durant is one you throw in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say Durant. Like I think if you had to pick one, it would be LeBron in this whole era.
So you wouldn't say the face.
For LeBron,
you're saying LeBron at one point was the face. Michael Jordan, the face. Magic Johnson, Larry Bird,
yes.
The face.
Yes.
What about Zeke? Do you give Zeke the face?
No, Zeke was never the face. As great as he was, never the face.
Was that in that
one
was
of
you,
them?
Was that for the bad boy image, the way they played, or was that just because there was too much talent in the league?
I think that was part of it. Was the image? Although I'd say a small part. I'd say the bigger part was just that he was Magic's personality. And winning overshadowed him. And then Jordan came along. And Jordan was the face of the league even before he was winning. You remember that.
Thanks.
Come fly with me, the shoes, all that stuff. And that's why he got a lot of criticism because he hadn't won anything.
He hadn't won. He was crowned.
But my point with
that
Giannis.
That sounds like somebody I know.
I'll say this with Giannis. I think his personality is good, and I'm glad he's getting to show it on the final stage. I think. He's engaging, and people like his humility, his transparency, his honesty. Like, it's great. And it's a good enough personality to be a face of the league. But for him to be it's not Shaq. It's not Magic. And his game doesn't have the beauty of Michael, Dr. J, Kobe. And he doesn't have the story. He has the story, actually, because we know what he went through when he grew up in Greece and all that. But I mean, LeBron, we've known LeBron since he was 15. Right?
Yeah,
we've grown up with LeBron, and we've seen him achieve all the things he was called to do.
Facts.
And so Giannis has none of that. And so for me, the only way Giannis becomes the absolute face of the league, where it's all about him, is he has to absolutely dominate. Like, he has to make the Bucks a dynasty.
And Chris, there's a factor that's going to be hard for me that we're going to hoist. If the game is close tonight, we're going to be hoisting Chris Middleton or Jrue Holiday on our shoulders because they hit the shot. That becomes a problem with me.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of Wisconsin, Ryan, let's stay there and switch sports to the NFL. Now, Aaron Rodgers, obviously the superstar, Hall of Fame, future Hall of Fame quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, doesn't want to be there anymore. He's ready to move on. We don't know this because he said it, but, you know, reports. Anonymous sources, obviously I was a reporter, so I know how it works, but anonymous sources are saying that Aaron Rodgers does not want to play for Green Bay anymore, and this has been going on for months. And the latest report came out today that Aaron Rodgers was offered a 2-year extension, Ryan, by the Green Bay Packers that would have kept him in Green Bay an extra 2 years, and that would have kept him there for the next 5 years. And it would have made him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Now, a lot of people have been saying they think this whole thing is about money. But apparently, it's not about money, because Aaron Rodgers turned down the 2-year extension offer that would have made him the highest paid player in the league. Here's where I want to go with this, Ryan.
Talk to me.
And I like Aaron Rodgers. He is an awesome quarterback. He's one of the all-time greats.
Uh-oh.
But he obviously only has one Super Bowl appearance, let alone ring. One Super Bowl appearance for all his greatness. And that was 10 years ago. All right? And this saga, I've always said, as great as he is, he doesn't have all of the championship intangibles. Now, he's not bad with the intangibles, but he's not elite in the intangibles. And to be one of the ultra elite, the quarterbacks, I'll just put it in the GOAT conversation. Tom Brady and Joe Montana, because it's a conversation of two. Tom Brady and Joe Montana got in the GOAT conversation with the intangibles. Yes, obviously they have physical skills, but they don't have the greatest physical skills. But they have the intangibles. Obviously, they're smart quarterbacks, but they have the intangibles. They're leaders of men. They're decisive. They can command a locker room full of men. This saga is telling me why Aaron Rodgers only got one Super Bowl ring, as great as he is. Because this is madness.
Oh?
We haven't heard a peep from Aaron Rodgers other than giggles and chuckles when he's on the golf course or when he's on vacation, saying, you know, we'll see what happens, you know, we'll see. Man, take control of your freaking destiny.
Oh.
Be decisive. Come out and tell us, I want out. I don't want to play there anymore. All right? Or tell us, I will be there in training camp. Yes, we've had some issues. I've been disappointed by some things, but I'm trying to win a Super Bowl. I'm coming back. I'm with my teammates. I love the fans, and we're going to win a Super Bowl this year or die trying. You got to say something. All these whispers and anonymous sources, and you smiling and giggling. What are you going to do? Training camp starts this week. But that's an intangible. There are times to chill and times not to say anything and times not, because you don't know, like, LeBron James, when he was a free agent in Cleveland his last year, he didn't say anything because at the time he didn't know. But when it came time to make a decision, LeBron James made a decision. I'm going to Miami. I'm going back to Cleveland. I'm going to LA. No games. When Magic Johnson, second year in the league, didn't like what Paul Westhead was doing, who had led them to a championship the first year. Magic said, him or me. One of us is out of here, and it'll be me if it ain't him. You got to be decisive.
You know who I blame,
Chris? Tom Brady played the game. I'm going to play out my contract, but when it's time to go, I'm heading to Tampa.
You know who I blame, though, Chris?
Who?
I'm still looking at the Green Bay front office. They never gave Aaron Rodgers, outside of that Super Bowl year, the pieces he needed to have success. And when it came down to it this last season, where Aaron Rodgers, after they drafted Jordan Love, didn't do nothing but ball, Chris. You want to know, what it came down to?
Other than ball.
You know what it came down to? Tom Brady got to pick his guys, and Aaron Rodgers didn't. Tom Brady got to get all the Gronkowskis and Antonio Browns and keep the defense intact. He and Leonard Fournette. Don't act like that one to pick up.
Let me educate you. Tom Brady got to pick his guys. Tampa Bay was 7-9 before Brady got there. They missed the playoffs for 13 years. And the guys he picked, Gronkowski was retired. Leonard Fournette got cut by one of the worst team in the league.
Does it matter?
And Antonio Brown was out there.
Does it matter?
No.
He knew what they could do.
He was the only one on earth that knew what they could do.
Aaron Rodgers had
anybody else could have went and got him.
Aaron Rodgers had a defensive coordinator that went cover one going into halftime and tricked the game off. Are you kidding me, Chris?
Let me give you an example. Look.
Whoa!
I'm going to say this. Hold
it's
on.
A game of inches, man. The dude went cover one. Even I know to play to give up the house.
I understand that Green Bay didn't always provide Rodgers with the defense he needed.
No.
But Aaron Rodgers, hold up. Aaron Rodgers is 1-4 in NFC championship games.
Let me throw this out, Chris.
Hold on. Okay, you got to hear this.
Okay,
you got to hear this.
I'll listen.
1-4, right? He's the only player ever to lose 4 NFC championship games. And here's his numbers in those games. The great Aaron Rodgers. Passer rating, 83.7. 9 touchdowns. Now, this is a guy that does not throw interceptions. In those 5 NFC title games, Ryan, he's got 9 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. That ain't just the defense. That's not just your defensive coordinator having a brain freeze and going cover one.
Hey, Chris.
That's a guy getting outside of himself and making mistakes in the big moments that he doesn't make in the regular season.
Let me help you out, Chris. Because of Green Bay's inability to build around Aaron Rodgers with a run game and a cast
they
of sufficient.
They had a run game last year.
He did, and he balled. He had an MVP-type season. And a cast of sufficient players. Aaron Rodgers was known for throwing his receivers open. When you have to throw your receiver open, it means they're creating no separation. Teams are coming out and playing straight up physical man because it's disrespectful because you had nobody to get open. So you blame Aaron Rodgers? Here's my thing. Let me tell you
Chris. What you gonna do with those numbers I just gave you?
It ain't his fault they can't get open.
Stop it.
Here's the thing.
Devontae Adams is getting open. He's the best receiver in the game.
Aaron Jones
was the 4th leading rusher last year. And here let me
And they
last
balled
point.
Last year.
The decisive, they didn't ball enough.
He lost to the guy who got to handpick his guys.
He lost to the guy who took a 7-9 team and said, I got you. He took a 7-9 team and said, I will beat your 13-3
team. And guess what? You know what that 7-9 team did? Bruce Arians came out and said, I don't want Antonio Brown. He'll never play in a Bucs jersey. Tom Brady said, go sit down.
That's right.
Sit down.
You're proving my point.
So let me finish.
Brady is decisive.
Let me finish. Chris, as a man, not as an analyst, as an athlete, as a man, we only ask respect. And when Tom Brady was in New England, since you're this Tom Brady guy all of a sudden, when Tom Brady was in New England and Jimmy Garoppolo was kind of looking like Sutton, Tom Brady stormed into that office and said, get him out of here.
Yes.
And he left.
That's what I'm talking about, Ryan.
And hold on.
Let me finish.
You're
proving my point.
Let me finish. And when Aaron Rodgers stormed into the office and said, get Jordan Love out of here. They said, no, he's our future. He's our future. They thought Jordan Love was what Aaron Rodgers was to Brett Favre, and he's
not. Here's the problem. Aaron Rodgers didn't do that. That's the problem.
How you know that,
you
Chris?
You proved my point. You proving my point. That's what I'm saying. Brady did say get him out. Aaron Rodgers didn't do that. You know what Tom Brady would have said to Matt LaFleur on fourth down?
Matt LaFleur never would have got the job left. If it was New England.
No,
he never would have got
with
the job.
With 2.5 minutes left, you know what he would have said to Matt LaFleur when he says, let's send in the field goal unit? He would have said, no, we are going for it. Be decisive. Aaron Rodgers had the platitudes. He had the clout.
Sometimes.
He had the resume to say to Matt LaFleur, no, Matt, no. At the very
Here's
least,
the thing, Chris.
Call a timeout. Let's discuss.
Chris, sometimes we've been at jobs in which we got to let our bosses or the people in charge hang themselves. He had to let Matt LaFleur hang himself.
No, no, no.
He gave him the rope and said, hang yourself and send the field goal unit on.
Well, in the process, he hung him his own self, too. Because, look, if that were the case, then shame on Aaron Rodgers, because you should be thinking about yourself and the other 60 dudes in that locker room and saying, we got to win the Super Bowl.
He just wants to go, man. Y'all don't believe in me? Y'all want to do it this way? Y'all want to disrespect you? They ain't disrespect Tom Brady like that.
It. That's all I'm saying, Ryan. This shows me. Come out and say it. What are all the games for? You've got about 4 or 5 days before training camp starting, and you playing games. Come out and say it.
They could have traded him at the draft. I know he said it. I don't got to be born yesterday. No, he said it at the draft. Like, yo, y'all trade me. I got here's the teams at work. They all called, and Green Bay, you're going to be playing Jeopardy before you play for somebody else. What? Come on, man. That's immature. Grow up, Green
man,
Bay.
Man. And this was a slaughtering.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, let's go to college football for a moment, Ryan. And as you know, in 2022, they have voted to expand the college football playoffs from 4 teams to 12 teams, which I love. I like this idea. You get more teams in the playoffs, more teams get some shine. Maybe that spreads out the recruiting a little bit so Alabama, Clemson don't get all the top players. But Dabo Swinney, the head coach at Clemson, he doesn't like it, and here's what he said.
I met with my team. Our team wasn't for it. They don't want to play more games. And to be honest with you, I don't think it's 12 teams good enough. So you got to play more games just to play more games. And I think the more you expand it, the less important the season becomes.
See, I always hear that. I was hearing that, and Dabo did go on to say he didn't really like the college football playoff to begin with the 4 teams. And the argument always is, Ryan, well, in college football, the regular season is everything. Unlike every other sport, every game matters, and if you lose, it's the end of the world. Look, the meaning of sports, the goal of sports is competition, is to find out who the best team is. And we couldn't do that without a playoff. We couldn't do that just picking and choosing. Well, you know what? We think this team's better. A lot of times the best teams didn't play each other, didn't play similar schedules. So we're picking who we think is the best. In a playoff, yes, there's an element still of picking the top 12, but they're going to have to settle it on the field like they do in every other sport, including college football at every other level except Division I. And so I love the playoff. We'll find out if there's not 12 teams good enough because we don't know. I mean, some of these teams, there will be upsets. Some of these teams might be better or worse than you think. And so I think it's great. Where you at?
You want to hear the truth?
Yeah.
You want to hear the truth?
Dabo
is selfish, man. He greedy and he's selfish. Because when it comes down to recruiting, when it comes down to other conferences, you have to spread the wealth. And when I come in and I sit in the living room of a five-star future NFL player, and I tell him your best chance to be seen is on my team, and if you don't start, we get our guys drafted off the bench. The guys on the bench get drafted. He's selfish. Because now, if I go to a Pac-12 school, per se, I'm going to have a shot at a national championship. I don't have to go to Clemson. I don't have to go to Ohio State. He's selfish. You know how tough that is to recruit when you don't have a shot, Chris?
I like it. Yes. Give him a hand.
He's selfish.
I like it. It's taken you a show and a half, 4 hours, but you finally came up with a masterful take. Yeah. I like it. No, I'm just messing with you. But but you're right. That's a good take. Because now the best players aren't going to all, and I know it's a little bit spread out. Ohio State gets some, you know,
a
Oklahoma
little bit out of how many schools?
Right. But now it can be much more spread out because everybody's gonna have a shot at the playoff. And once you get there, you might pull off some upsets and win the whole thing or get close. So I'm with you on that, man. I think that's a good take.